Good morning and welcome to the third episode of our podcast series Exploring the Meaning of Life. Indians are leaving the country in more numbers than ever. According to the latest data from the Government of India, every year about 2.5 million Indians migrate overseas. What is the reason that lures them to get out of India? What are the implications and what can be done about it? Let us ask Dr. Anil Rajvanshi, a spiritual engineer who 40 years ago decided to give up his lucrative career in the US and came back to India. Hello.
Thank you, Madhura, for inviting me to this discussion. As you rightly said, 40 years ago, I left everything in the United States. I was doing quite well, and the whole country was going to the United States in the early 1980s. And I and my wife, Nandini Nimkar, we decided to come back to rural Maharashtra. It was a tough decision, but we did it and we never regretted it. Now, all my life, I have tried to understand why I did that. And I was not unique. And I think that there are a large number of people in this country who would like to stay in this country, or even if then they go abroad, study, get better training, then they should come back and try to help this country to become a great country. And in that process, I have been giving lectures all over the country in different very prestigious institutes like IITs, etc. And I always tell them that unless until we have bright engineers and bright people staying in this country or helping this country will not progress and become a great country that everybody wants. So this, the idea of this podcast came from the lecture that I gave, an institute lecture that I had given in my alma mater, IIT Kanpur, quite a number of years ago. I asked the students, and there were around 200 students in the auditorium, that if I have the power to grant them green card, how many of you would like to migrate? And I was very shocked and pained to see that majority of them raise their hands. I didn't know why they want to go. We had a little bit of discussion, and after that, I have given lectures all over the country in different prestigious institutes, and this is the common theme that I find, that people want to get out of this country. And so I thought that this will be a very good opportunity to discuss this in this podcast.
So why are Indians running away from India? What do you think?
So obviously, the factor, the main reason is that they think that India is a third rate place. There are no opportunities, there are no jobs or very little jobs, and they just think that the environment is pretty bad and the overall quality of life is poor. Now the question is this, that this is a very peripheral, peripheral point of view, very shallow point of view. And I think the most important reason why they want to run away and they never want to come back is they are never attached to the story of India. They are never invested into the story of India, because their parents and everybody tells them, the peer group always tells them that this is a bad place, because they themselves have never understood what India is, what were the great traditions, the spiritual things about India. And since they do not know anything better than what they see in day-to-day life, this is what they say, that if you want to really earn money, and then you should go abroad. Now, money is also a major focus in the Indian scheme of things. They do not care about what the work they do, etc., but they want just money. And so this greed of money is what is making most of the Indians go abroad. The main things is that there are, after all, a whole spectrum of Indians, from poorest, from to the richest, and etc. What I am bothered is that the people who have the mechanism, the people who have the capability of changing things in India, they are the ones who are going abroad. They are the ones who are going and leaving the country. Is a great number of the high talented people going into IITs. Is a great lot of people with a high asset value. They're all leaving India, and this is not a very good thing, because if we have good people staying here, then the situation can be much better. Poor people will always go abroad because you can get much more money, but it's the rich and the very highly qualified people who should stay here. So this is basically what I feel, is that they are not invested in the story of India. Now, my own example I give, my father went to jail with Gandhiji in 1942. Naturally, he was a very idealistic person. He was 24 years old, and he left everything. He was doing his PhD in Allahabad University. He left everything and joined the Gandhiji's movement. And there were lakhs and lakhs of young idealistic students who were inspired by Gandhiji's call for independence, and they entered into the movement. Now, his idealism, his value system, obviously came into me. And so when I was very on my 13th birthday, he gave me the autobiography of Gandhiji, and which totally changed my life. And there were so many things by which I started reading about the great traditions, the spiritual traditions of this country, about it's a great history. And when you get that in your DNA at this young age, then you always feel that this is your country. There's an attachment to it, and you would like to do everything to help this country in whatever way you can. So even when I went to United States, I went with a very firm resolve that I will do everything to learn the technologies and then try to come and utilize them here in India. All my classmates who went, none of them returned. This is a tradition in all the IITs and all the major institutes. Whoever gets the chance, they just go. They always say that we will return back, but nobody returns, because the lure of life. And in 1970s, the difference between India and America was like unbelievable. And yet I returned, because I was attached, too much attached to the story of India. And this is what I feel is lacking in our country.
What exactly is the story of India, and how can more and more people learn about it?
So the story of India is about the great traditions, the great spiritual thought. After all, India, throughout the history of long history of 10,000 whatever years, has given the maximum number of spiritual thought to the world. Buddhism, Jainism, Sikhism, and in between the whole basis of yoga, and very high quality of thought of spiritual, the philosophical thought of Upanishads, etc., Gita. This has been given periodically by Indians. And naturally, in the last century, the great thought of non-violence given by Mahatma Gandhi. Now, the question is that when you get invested into that, when you learn about it, then you realize how great this country was. And then the question automatically comes to you, if the country was so great, what has happened to it? Why? What can be done to make this country again great? Because this is how you get attached to the story of anything. You want to first find out how great that thing was, and then try to see how you can make, if you are connected with it, how can you make this that thing again great. And this is what I was attached to the story of India. And I believe that what is missing in our school system is that we do not teach the great philosophical thought. Mind you, this is not the ritualistic religion that most people follow, but it's a great philosophical thought that India produced. And what were the reasons why we produce such a deep thought, why we our old rishis and munis thought so deeply about the how the world works, what are the natural systems, how the body works. So these are the things which gives you awe, and that is what I feel should be what the students should be taught. and they should be, basically be aware of the greatness of this country. And it is not that this is the old time, old things. What we need to do also is to show how those things are relevant today, because it's always the great thought which drives any country. Throughout the history of mankind is a great thought which has given independence. It has given directions to the country to move in certain direction. And when people have the confidence and the great desire to change into something good and a higher thought, then it translates into all sort of things like commerce and technology and everything. And that is what is missing. And I feel that what we need to do is to start this from the schools. We need to have great teachers who will teach about these traditions and the philosophy and other good things. And I also feel that there are a large number of very good people in this country who are doing wonderful work to help India, and they should be invited as speakers in all the schools, because the school level is the most important level in anybody's life, because this is an impressionable age. And if you are inspired by the great stories of these people, so then you can do wonderful things. And I personally feel that this should be a national mission, that all the great people should go into different schools, teach the give lectures to the students who will be inspired by their example to do something great.
Do you really think that knowing about the story of India will make people stay here? Because changing the systems here is not an easy thing. And people might think that why should I sacrifice myself and my family for India when I can get a better life abroad?
This is a very good question, but we are attacking the people who can make a difference. And these are very talented, very bright students. Bright students thrive on challenges. Bright students, when you expect certain things, they deliver. If bright students can be directed towards the story of India, they will understand it. They will surely go abroad to learn about new things, but they will be also be aware that yes, this is a great place, this is my country, and why shouldn't I help it? Because after all, wherever Indians go, they are not treated very nicely because there's a discrimination. But yet Indians go all over the world. They never leave India behind because they are too attached to the to India emotionally because of the family and the old society. So I tell them that why not make this country itself great, that we don't need to go to India, not to abroad. Naturally, the question is this, that they will feel that, yes, why should I become a Houthi, or why should I be the only person to sacrifice? I did it. I'm not a very different person, and I think others can also do it. But the most important thing is that it's the high intelligent, very talented people who can make the difference is what we should be attacking. And because they're very intelligent, they will understand this theory, this basis of attachment to the story of India, and then they will return back to help it.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Rajwansh.
Thank you very much. And I hope this, because I just gave an institute lecture last month in IIT, again IIT Kanpur, in which I talked about my life and what I achieved. And the title of the talk was Life Lessons from a Spiritual Engineer. And this was the theme of my talk, that why each one of us cannot be attached to the story of India and help India in whatever way we can. Thank you very much.
Thank you.